This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says he has answered written questions from the special counsel's office investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's again blasting the investigation, but says he's written answers to questions from special counsel Bob Mueller.
I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily.
Repeatedly telling reporters he did it himself.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers.
The president says he's not yet submitted the answers and did not say when he would. Rumors are rampant here in the nation's capital that Mueller may be preparing more indictments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. government judge ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials, which it had suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the U.S. government's action, commenting that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the credential revocation process. Outside the courtroom, Acosta thanked those who had supported him.
Everybody, thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week. And I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today. And let's go back to work.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Donald Trump commented on the ruling, saying, "We want total freedom of the press. It's more important to me than anybody would believe, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House." For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.